Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Claire, and I'm so excited to be with you today for our three keys to feminine power training, how to unlock the three power centers of feminine power. I see so many women dialed in and on the webcast. Let's just unmute the line so we can hear the voice of our global community. Hello!
Hello!
Listening in on the webcast, there's Luna from Campbell and Jackie from Fort Myers, Kathleen from Marlborough, Karen from Berkeley, Chantal from Montreal, Sadnia from India, Maria from Virginia Beach, Tracy from Long Beach, Melanie from Switzerland, Lisa's calling in from Ottawa. I see so many other women calling from all corners of the globe. Something so powerful happens when we can come together in this way, live as a global community. So I just want to invite you just for a moment just to take this in and just extend your energy into our space together as we support each other to ignite and unlock our feminine power today. I am in awe of the group of talented, brilliant, creative women who've gathered for this event. I've had the opportunity to get to know you on Facebook over the last couple of weeks through your posts and your comments. And you're especially who I created Feminine Power for, and I found that Feminine Power most serves. So if you're feeling like Celia from Toronto, who wants to create a career that honors her calling to make a difference, or Theon in Boulder, who wants to attract an intimate relationship where she can be fully herself, or you're feeling like Charlotte in Johannesburg, who wants to build on the success that she's achieved and go on to impact people on a larger scale, or you're feeling like Leslie from Sydney, who's just sick of doing it alone, and yet she struggles to let herself be supported. I want you to know that you're in the right place because Feminine Power has helped women with all of these different areas. And what I want to share with you today, I've discovered and lived firsthand in my own life, and I've coached and mentored thousands of women over the past decade, and how to unlock what I've come to call the three power centers of feminine power. Unlocking the first power center, I found, is the key to breaking through what I've seen is your number one barrier to success. And I'm going to teach you how to do that today. So whether you want to improve your relationships, your career, your higher calling, this is absolutely the first key to being able to manifest it. The second power center is the key to creating your highest destiny. I'm going to teach you a process that's the first step as a part of that to give you instant access to your intuition so you can get help making an important decision. And the third power center I've found is absolutely the key to playing your biggest game in your life. So many of us have had big intentions of what we want to create. I want you to be holding that today. And the third power center is going to help you to make that a reality. And I have a ton of new insights that I'm going to be sharing as we go through in the next 75 minutes. So I want to encourage you just to relax, to sit back, to take it all in. And just as we get started, I want to name some of the experiences that I have been seeing women like us are having across the board. See if you can relate to any of these. Are you sensing that you have a bigger contribution to make, but there's some inner barrier that you keep bumping up against, that you can't break through in spite of all of the personal growth work that you've done on yourself? Are you feeling a burning desire to express your gifts, your talents in ways that will make a difference to others, but you don't necessarily know what it would look like, or you might not even know where you can get started? Or you might be feeling like you have a clear sense of what you're here to do, like you have a project or a career that's calling you, but you don't know how to make the transition and support yourself financially. Or you might be already successful and have access to resources, but you don't quite know what's next. You sense that there's some bigger possibility, but in spite of success and having resources, you still can't find your wings. You yearn for more supportive relationships and an experience of deeper intimacy and connection in spite of being a very conscious, caring woman. You find yourself overgiving and overdoing, constantly running at a support deficit. You want to have a full partnership with someone, a romantic partner who matches your values and your visions, or you want deeper intimacy in the relationship you're currently in. And in spite of the fact that you might have good friends or even belong to community groups, you still have an inner experience of feeling alone and that your own calling is your problem to figure out by yourself. And if you're like many of us, at the same time of having these personal challenges, you also feel concerned about the larger state of the world. And even though you want to contribute and make the world a better place, it's totally overwhelming to know where to even get started. If you're having any of these experiences that I just mentioned, I want to reassure you that there's nothing wrong with you and that you're not alone and it's not your fault and it's not even your failure that you haven't been able to figure this out. Millions of women are feeling this way. And I found creative, talented, gifted women especially are having this experience across the board. Women from all walks of life, whether they're coaches or mothers or artists or teachers or authors, high court judges, performers. I even knew one woman who was a rocket scientist. She checked everything on this list. Women who are entrepreneurs, producers, so many more. Something big is happening across this broad spectrum for women that's so significant that we can no longer ignore it. These emotions, these intense feelings of restlessness and dissatisfaction, they're symptoms of the awakening to a new stage of our human evolution. Abraham Maslow called it self-actualization and later self-transcendence. And for the women in this circle who've been privileged from being freed up from the task of just having to survive and put food on the table, as we have shattered so many outer glass ceilings and had the opportunities to participate in the world, we are rapidly ascending to this new stage and we're feeling an impulse to profoundly express our creativity, our vision, our voice, and a critical mass of women from all corners of the globe together are awakening to this new stage. We don't want to just have a nice house, a nice car, success in the world as is, as wonderful and as good as all of those things are. We're yearning for something that can't be acquired, that can't be purchased. We don't want to succeed just where men have succeeded or how success is defined in the world. And yet we don't want to go back to traditional female roles either, nor do we want to combine the two of these things in some kind of elusive work-life balance. You see, for those of us who are feeling these symptoms, we're yearning for something that can only be created through us. We're yearning for the higher possibility of who we are, for the experience of intimacy that's deeper and more real than our parents had, than their parents had. We're yearning to realize the possibility of our creative gifts in ways that impact other people. We want belonging, self-expression, aliveness, meaning, contribution. None of these things can be created with a power system from this earlier stage. You can't make true love happen. It's futile, right? You can't create a step-by-step plan to have your creative gifts impact other people in the world. And so while women are lagging behind in this lower stage of achievement in many ways, women are leading the way for this new stage for all of humanity. And that's why women are the majority in self-help programs. Women are starting businesses at higher than the national average. Women are being catalysts for the higher flourishing of organizations from all corners of the globe. And I believe not only does the awakening of this new stage hold the keys to our personal fulfillment, but also to our planetary potential, that by becoming ourselves, we can catalyze something and alter nothing less than the future of humanity. So I want you to know it's a powerful thing that's happening, that's waking up inside you if you're feeling this way. It's a deep signal that you're being called. For the first time in human history, as a woman, you are freed up to pursue your full destiny, your full creative expression, your full actualization. It's a good, wholesome, life-positive thing that's happening. The problem is, we can't unlock the potential of this new stage with the same power system we've been using at the previous stage. So this is why we're feeling all of this frustration at the same time as we're feeling this possibility. We don't yet have the power to step into the opportunity that's in front of us. And what I've seen over and over again is that when women consistently practice and work with the processes that I'm going to teach you today in unlocking the three power centers, the gap between the possibility that you sense for who you could be and how your life shows up rapidly disappears. You become organically connected to the deeper truth of who you are. You start living into and discovering your higher purpose. You feel a sense of authentic confidence in your ability to attract and create the resources you need to thrive. Your relationships begin to mirror and match your value. You express your gifts, not for just self-expression's sake, but in ways that go on to really impact others, where they're valued, where they're received. You begin to feel spiritually connected and attuned to your own inner compass. And in a very powerful way, you begin to show up in ways that empower your family, your partner, your children, your community, in ways that they start to show up and flourish and thrive. So the one thing that I want you to know, the one thing that I know for sure, is that the possibility that you sense for who you are and what your life could be in your clearest moments, that that's real. In fact, your destiny is bigger than you can imagine. The opportunity you have for success, for impact, for connection, for intimacy, for legacy, it's never been greater. And I believe that feminine power is the key to unlocking this potential that we're all feeling. In fact, I don't believe that we can step into the opportunity that's in front of us in this moment without it. So let me just share a bit of an analogy, just a way to think about it. So this masculine power system that we've grown up in our culture, it's like having a high-performing car, even like a state-of-the-art car. It's amazing to get you from point A to point B, or even if you want to travel a long distance, like if you want to drive from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Amazing technology. But let's say now you're in San Francisco and instead of going to across the Golden Gate Bridge to Marin or to Los Angeles, now suddenly your destination is you want to go to Europe. There's nothing wrong with having an amazing car. It's really good. It's really useful. It's just insufficient for where we're now wanting to go. The nature of our destination has changed. The nature of our aspiration has changed. And I believe that the shift in the power system that we need to get to this new destination, it's so radical, it is like the leap from the automobile and the airplane. You know, for thousands of years, we had four-wheeled transportation on the planet, and suddenly, along come the Wright brothers, and you can take off and fly. You have wings. And so it's not just me that thinks this way. There have been so many articles and books coming out about how the feminine power system is going to be the operating system of the 21st century. John Gerzerma recently gave a TED talk about it. We're starting to see research that backs this up. When you begin to create with the feminine, you begin to feel like you have wings and you're set to soar. And I want to share my own story with you because I really was having all of these experiences that I just mentioned and shared. This was my starting point too. I was nearly out of money. I had no way of making a living that felt true to my values. I just ended a bad relationship and I felt really creatively frustrated and stuck. And worst of all, I felt really abandoned by life. And the confusing thing was that I'd done all of the things that I was supposed to do. I'd been a high achiever. I had no trouble getting a job. I'd been in a lot of leadership roles and I'd created a lot of success. I had graduate degrees. I had several prestigious coaching certifications, and I'd spent about a decade doing intensive personal growth, spiritual work, because I was a caring person. I wanted to work on myself. I'd been to therapy. I'd done a lot of meditation practice. I'd done NLP. I'd done Reiki. I'd done affirmations. I'd visited gurus in India. I traveled the world in search of wisdom, but I would wake up every morning living what Maya Angelou calls the agony of my untold story. And even though these different things that I did had helped me to develop myself as a person, they didn't give me the wings that I needed to realize this higher possibility. It was this sense of something more that I could be, that I could do, that I could create, that I could feel but not necessarily see. And I've come to see that these other things could never have unlocked this power. It was confusing because I'd really been willing to invest in myself. And yet, there was this huge gap. I felt invisible and under-recognized in my relationships. I yearned for a partner who truly saw me, who was fully committed to creating a life together. I wanted to contribute my gifts in ways that would impact others. And in my bravest moments, I even felt like a humanitarian calling. And I kind of feared it was maybe arrogant in some way, but I wanted to somehow participate in something larger than myself. And I was very excited. One day I went to my friend Malcolm and I thought I'd kind of figured it out. I know what I meant to be doing. I meant to be a humanitarian or a philanthropist. And he just smiled in a very loving way and just said, "That's a really nice idea, Claire. I can see that for you. But usually people who are humanitarians or philanthropists have been able to make their own life work first." And I felt really embarrassed because I was a smart, educated, quote-unquote successful woman, and I couldn't figure out how to make my own life work. I blamed myself. I thought there was something wrong with me. And I did something at that time that I look back on and I see was very wise, that I made a commitment to figuring out what it was that was going on and getting to the bottom of it. And that's really where I made the discovery that was so life-altering. A few short years later, everything changed. I met and married the great love of my life, Craig Hamilton, who is an amazing partner beyond anything that I could have imagined or any other relationship that I'd had in my history. I've been able to create an amazing network of support with other powerful women leaders that have been pivotal in standing with me to make my greatest contribution. The company hosting this event, Evolving Wisdom, I co-founded, and it was recognized just a few years ago as number 83 on Inc. magazine's fastest growing companies in America. And we've impacted over 1 million people with an amazing team of over 40 of the most extraordinary partners that I've worked with. And I've had the opportunity to reach so many women in our Feminine Power programs. And really one of the greatest things in all of this success that opened up was the chance to be able to write a check for $100,000 to fund a leadership and self-esteem training for adolescent girls in Uganda. And the pilot program that we funded was so successful that it's now set to impact over 1 million girls in the developing world. So, I mean, I'm sharing this, I'm just stepping back and I'm remembering that moment. And I'm kind of in awe because the outer reflection of my life exceeds any possibility that I thought. And I only share this with you to share how completely unrecognizable my outer life is. And so what happened? I discovered feminine power and it gave me my wings. And I know that it can give you your wings too. See, what I discovered is while I did all of these other things that helped me to grow and become a better person, I was fundamentally still rooted in a masculine power system without even realizing it. You know, it's like water to a fish. We're in it, we don't realize it. The ways that we create are barriers to our power at this new stage. Now, of course, not all women have adopted a masculine power system. Many women have rejected this masculine, logical, linear power system and success as it's been defined in the world and followed deeper dreams and passions and rejected the cost in many ways of having to play in that game. But time and time again, I've seen these women have said that while they gained relationship and spiritual growth and connection, they too have felt unrealized and underexpressed, like they can't get leverage. They're also struggling to make the impact. Even though that they've embraced these feminine values, they haven't discovered how to harness it as a source of power in their lives. So until you make the shift to this new operating system, you'll always have mixed results. But the good news is, once you do begin to create from feminine power, everything else that you've done in your life will integrate and you'll receive the benefit of it at a whole other level. That's exactly what I found. Because feminine power really addresses the barriers to us soaring. The barriers are now, they're inside of us, they're not outside of us. To create your destiny, you have to connect with a different source of power, and you need to do it by accessing an unprecedented amount of support. And so this is what the three power centers are going to give you. And when I first, you know, began to work with these keys, I was skeptical. It was not at all obvious to me. I never identified with the feminine. I was never really drawn to women's groups. I kind of in many ways thought that feminine was weak and ineffective and I would lose my power if I began to express these qualities. But then when I met my teaching partner of over a decade, we began to compare notes. She was having the same experience as I was, and we turned around and we saw all of the women in the community that we were serving were having these symptoms. And she had, like me, she'd had some success, but she was unable to get leverage and traction. And so we brought together the women in our small coaching community to try to get to the bottom of what was going on. There was something about the feminine. We drew this list on the board of the different qualities of masculine and feminine. And it really became clear to us that the whole system of power that we have been steeped in is sourced from logic, linear analysis, to do, to act, to accomplish. And it's a fantastic system if you want to create anything that's predictable or controllable, anything that you can set a goal, break it down into steps, create a plan, and execute the plan. The masculine system of power is absolutely fantastic to use. So, for example, you want to build a house. You create a plan, you figure out the materials you need, you figure out the sequence, you hire a team, you execute the plan, you have a house. This is what the masculine system is absolutely genius at doing. But if you want to create something that's in this new category of self-actualization, true love, connection, creativity, impact, these are not the things that you can create with a power system that's based on strategy, steps, logic, plan, right? So that's the breakdown, that the things that we're now wanting to create are in this higher order. And what we discovered is that to be able to manifest that they're not actually, it's not a magical process that there's a very specific way, just like the masculine system, where you have a very clear pathway and plan, and it's a very clear system. There's a very clear system in feminine power that you can learn, that you can master, that you can then have the confidence to be able to create this new order of things. So when I saw that, when I discovered that, when I knew that, I made it my mission to discover the exact process to unlock and create with this new power system. So that's what the three power centers are. You need to unlock all three together, really, for this new operating system to work in your life. And I started teaching a group of about 30 women. It was so impactful. It didn't just change our lives, it changed all the lives of the women who were with us, and it spread like wildfire. We outgrew our venue, we started teaching at larger venues, and eventually we have taught this now for the last 4 years online, and over 11,000 women from more than 100 countries have participated in our 7-week online training, and the results have just been mind-blowing. So I'm going to give you as much as I can in the time that we have together today, and I'm excited, in just a few weeks I'm going to be offering a new 7-week online training that incorporates all our latest and best information. So if you're inspired by what I'm sharing today and you want to do this with a community of women and mentoring and support, I'm going to give you all of those details at the end of our training today. So let's dive in and unlock our three power centers. So power center one, the power to break through your inner glass ceiling. If you're struggling to create anything in your life in this higher order, which I'm going to call in the domain of the feminine, love, connection, creativity, higher contribution, impact, belonging, right? So again, if you want to build a house, masculine system, definitely the way to go. If you want love, connection, creativity, contribution, these other things, feminine system. If you struggle here, your primary barrier to success is actually not outside of you. It's internal. It's inside of you. It's a core belief about yourself, about others, about the possibility or non-possibility of your life. This is your inner glass ceiling. And unless you learn to break free of it, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to succeed if the nature of what you want to create is in this domain of the feminine. So I have a question for you. Think about this. Who or what are you blaming as the reason that you can't be successful in a particular area of your life? If you're like 85% of us, we tend to blame our circumstances, right? So I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough education. There's no good men out there. The economy is bad. People don't, want to buy spiritual courses. You're a healer, you're offering, right? There's a story about your circumstances. You're never going to find your power in the story blaming your circumstances. And most of us know better. If you're a bit more evolved, about 15% of us, we'll really focus on knowing that there's something in our consciousness that's creating our experience, yet it's another form of blame. We blame our psychology. Oh, I have low self-esteem, or I have this belief. It's like you kind of ruin another relationship opportunity and you're like, oh, there are my father issues or my mother issues again. We're very psychologically sophisticated at this point, and we kind of know where our patterns started and where they came from. And yet, in spite of all of this analysis, still we haven't been able to break through. So you're never going to find your power in blaming your psychology either. So the truth is that life isn't happening to you, and this is perpetually how it occurs. Life is responding to you, not your beliefs or your circumstances. There's not a magic computer in the sky that's sending you experiences that match your belief, but life is responding to you. Inside these particular core beliefs and assumptions about who we are or what isn't or isn't possible, we are showing up in ways, it's our behaviors, we show up in ways that then generate and reinforce evidence of these stories, right? So life, other people, they mirror and match not what you believe, but how you show up. Okay, I'm going to say that again. People are mirroring and life is mirroring and matching not what you believe, but how you're showing up in ways that are invisible to you, right? So the problem is that in these areas that we want to create in, love, creativity, we're showing up in parts of us that are wounded or stuck in these old stories of our powerlessness and our limitations. So you can't attract love on top of this deep inner sense of being unlovable. You can't generate success on top of a deep feeling of being unworthy. You can't make an impact on the world if you secretly fear and you have nothing worthwhile to contribute. There's absolutely no faking it. And I'll explain why, because these feelings then lead to ways that you show up, actions you take, right? So the first power center of feminine power has to do with forging an unshakable connection between the weakest parts of you, the parts that feel powerless, the parts that are stuck in these old stories. It's forging a relationship between these parts and the part of you that actually knows better, that is wise, that has access to resources, that is perspective, the part of you that can show up powerfully for other people and bring wise counsel. And when you discover how to make the connection between these two parts of you, you'll effortlessly be able to show up in ways that are aligned with the deeper truth of who you are, and the glass ceiling shatters. It completely shatters. And in a period of a matter of weeks, life begins to completely reorganize and other people begin to show up and reflect back to who you are. And it's kind of shocking because you realize that old story has been an old story for decades and it's not true. For years, I struggled to get traction in my own career, my own contribution. So that was one of my inner glass ceilings. I sensed this potential to teach, to serve. I would go to conferences and events and I'd hear the speakers and I'd have this kind of gnawing feeling like I too had something to contribute. And again, I kind of feared maybe it was a bit arrogant because I hadn't really ever done anything. But it was just a knowing that I had, that I wanted to express my voice, and yet I was constantly victimized that no one really saw me. No one gave any opportunities. People are kind of self-centered, and I had a whole story and don't really want to, care about evolution. I had my whole story about, where and why I wasn't getting opportunities. But when I did the Power Center One practices that we teach in our 7-week course, what I discovered was, wow, life is responding to me. So I'm not getting opportunities because I'm actually disappearing myself. I had a core identity that I was invisible. And I had a whole way of showing up where I would disappear my thoughts, my feelings, and my way of showing up was I would just mirror other people completely. So whenever I was with anyone, they wouldn't see me. They'd actually have a deeper experience of themselves. And that was what was creating this chronic experience of invisibility everywhere. So I went through the process and I got connected to the deeper truth of who I was. And I took responsibility to begin to show up in new ways that were reflective of the deeper truth, right? This is what breaks the inner glass ceiling. So the deeper truth is what I have to share is a valuable contribution. And so then the way of showing up, I would take responsibility for making my thoughts, feelings, desires, vision known. And within a matter of weeks of starting to do this, as opposed to, the old way, was waiting for people to find their way into my world. You know, it's like I was waiting to be discovered and then very confused that no one did. So I shifted. I stepped into the truth of who I aligned. I brought these two parts, you know, the part of me that was feeling all of those feelings, connected her to this deeper part of me. And from there, I showed up and I generated my visibility. I took responsibility to generate my visibility. And a really wild thing happened. Within a matter of weeks, I just happened to be hosting a dialogue series, our first Women on the Edge of Evolution conference. And it was the first interview that I'd ever hosted. And was with Dr. Jean Houston, the Dr. Jean Houston, co-founder of the Human Potential Movement. Just amazing. I was in awe. And I knew this was my challenge. My challenge was, my practice was, to show up in ways that were consistent with the truth. And so that meant letting go of that old way of playing small and people-pleasing and just mirroring people. And actually, in addition to being a gracious host, to show up and, you know, be a host and reflect and mirror and hold a space, but also to not leave myself out of that, to begin to presence myself. And a remarkable thing happened. About halfway through the interview, Jean paused and she said, "Claire, I have to speak to you tomorrow privately. Call me on my private line." I said, "Yes, Jean." I was kind of nervous. And I called her the next day and she reflected back to me what she saw. She really saw me. She said, "Claire, you have a great destiny, a great calling of leadership and the empowerment of women, and I want to support you and I want to stand with you. Come and visit me in Ashland." And I went to visit her in Ashland, and she shared back a much larger vision than I could even possibly see or hold at that time. And she opened up her Rolodex and called and emailed every powerful, influential woman leader that she knew to be in that series. And out of that, our global platform for feminine power evolved, evolving wisdom, all of the impact, all of the contribution. From that moment of bringing who I truly was into alignment with who I was being and how I was showing up, everything changes. Everything changes. Our whole life, our whole destiny. So I could not generate my visibility. I could not generate my contribution and impact on top of that old pattern. So this is where this is the foundation for awakening feminine power, is to break through this inner barrier. I'll share another story with you about a woman that I'm going to call Sandra. She's a bright social worker. She was a really attractive woman, and yet she also had a physically visible disability. Her arms were stunted. Her gait was very awkward. She had very tiny hands and mobility challenges. I learned later that she'd been diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis at the age of 3. She'd been very professionally successful in her work as a social worker, but very behind the scenes and not wanting to be visible. So she came into our 7-week training, and I asked her, "What do you most want to create?" And she really longed for a relationship. She wanted to make a contribution to people as well. She was passionate about disability advocacy, so she kind of wanted to be a speaker, and she was shy. She didn't quite know where to start, but eventually she focused on the area of relationship. So I asked her, "All right, so, you know, what's the story? You know, what are you blaming as the reason that you can't have an amazing marriage?" That was really her yearning. And she said, "Well, nobody would want me. You know, look at my body. I'm unattractive. I need so much care. I can't even do basic things like brush my own hair and get up into bed." And what she began to see was that inside that story that she had an identity of that she wasn't worthy. She had this core belief she wasn't worthy. No man would want me. And so when I asked her, well, how do you show up? How do you show up with men when men are interested in you? How do you show up in ways that create evidence for that story being true? And she said, well, when a man I like or I'm attracted to comes up to me at a party and introduces himself, I feel this kind of feeling in the pit of my stomach. And if he starts to flirt with me, I kind of just act not really interested. And I send out signals that I'm not really interested. And because I couldn't bear the thought that of being rejected if I opened myself up to someone. And right, that was it. I said, you see, so this is the problem. It's not the story that you have about you not being beautiful, you not being lovable, you not being worthy. It's the ways that you're showing up and pushing, literally pushing people away with these signals that you're not at all interested. And so she went through this process once she saw this mechanism of learning how to connect with a part of her that felt unsafe and unlovable and bring it into relationship with a much deeper center of power and wisdom so she could be there with herself and that she could hold without fear, like what would happen if she were rejected. That finally gave her the courage to begin to show up in really new ways, right? So you might not have a physical disability like Sandra did, but, you know, we all have these deep-seated conclusions that are the glass ceilings on our possibilities and show up in ways that are pushing it away that we have to address. So once Sandra did that, she stopped wishing she were someone different. When she connected to this deeper source of her own power and wisdom, she loved herself for who she fully was. And immediately, that resulted in a very specific change of behavior. She stopped wearing baggy, unattractive clothes. She began to flirt back when attractive men paid attention to her. She even found the courage to sign up to an online dating site. And very soon she met Roger, who was a beautiful, loving man, so looking to commit to a relationship. And he shared her passion for disability advocacy. And they were married just a few years ago. And this totally shattered her inner, her sense of what was possible for her life in such a profound way, because this was a thing that she thought she would just never have had the possibility to create. And having mastered Power Center 1 to break through this inner barrier in the area of relationships, she was just easily applied it to the area of her career right away. And she broke through her lifelong terror of public speaking, and she gave a TED talk in front of 7,000 people live and started modeling clothes on a catwalk fashion show, doing disability advocacy across the country. And I can barely keep up with her these days because she and Roger are traveling around doing speeches and talks, impacting so many people. And she wakes up every day in the arms of her true love, contributing her gifts, living a life that's beyond her wildest imaginings. So that's really what's at stake here. What's at stake in breaking through these barriers? Nothing less than your entire life, your entire destiny. So now it's your turn. Here's a place you can get started. So if you think about the area of your life you're most stuck in, that you most want to create in, right? Who or what are you blaming? What's the old story that you're blaming? What's the old story that you're blaming? Let that go and try to look for what is it that actually happens. What's your pattern in this area of your life, right? So my pattern would be I would disappear myself. Sandra's pattern would be she would send out signals to men that she wasn't interested. What is it that actually you do in how you're showing up that is creating evidence in your life? Be really honest with yourself. That's creating evidence in your life for the truth of this old story. And see if you can connect to the emotion that comes up in the midst of that old pattern, and just even place one hand in your body and name this as an I am statement. I'm not safe. I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. I'm too much. I'm not wanted. There's about 21 core identities or inner glass ceilings that we found that are most common. And just take a breath and just feel. Okay, there's a self in your body that has her own consciousness that you can't control, who's really stuck inside this old story of who she is and her power. Take a breath. There's another part of you that's already whole, that's already fully powerful. The part of you that shows up for your friends, for your loved ones. The part of you that shows up in your zone of competence and even genius in your life. Whether it's at work, whether it's at in your garden, whether it's in the kitchen, it might be with your children. Connecting to that most powerful self. And just imagine you're bringing those two parts of you into relationship together. And take a breath. There's a deeper truth here. What's the deeper truth? The deeper truth is that you were born to experience and express great love. The deeper truth is that you're here to make a difference with your gifts. The deeper truth is that you deserve to be financially supported for the value and contribution you're bringing others. Whatever that deeper truth is. And so here's the key to shifting it and breaking free from it forever in your life, this inner glass ceiling. What's the new way of showing up in your life, in this area of your life, if you align yourself with this deeper truth? And when you show up in ways that are aligned with this deeper truth and story of your power, the pattern will be your inner glass ceiling will be shattered. This pattern will be forever gone. So for Sandra, the deeper truth was that she was valuable and worthy of love and not going to die if a man rejected her. Right? So she could have the courage to make herself vulnerable and open. The deeper truth about my value and the value of my own ideas, even though they were all imperfect works in progress, I could begin to presence myself. We need to learn the skills of being able to forge an unshakable bond between these two parts of ourselves to be able to midwife ourselves into our greatness. And this is really what we do in our 7-week feminine power training that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. There's a whole 5-step process that we go through where you can learn the skills of forging this power center in relationship to yourself. You'll get very specific help to identify the exact pattern that's in your way of being able to create whatever it is that you want in your life. We've created a whole 70-page booklet that's not available anywhere else that maps out all of these core old beliefs, the beliefs about others, the new ways of showing up, the new skills and capacities you need to cultivate. We teach very specific practices that's like building a muscle of connection between these two parts of ourselves. We teach you how to give voice to your feelings, your needs. And most importantly, we teach you how to identify the specific new ways of showing up that are going to shatter your glass ceiling forever. So that's the kind of, just to give you an idea, that's the kind of work that we do in when we have more time and space in our 7-week training. So that's our first power center. And just want to invite you to have a shift and a shake. So we're ready now to move into our second power center. So you see, we're not ready to create or manifest or generate on top of that old consciousness and that old way of showing up. Once you do that, you have open sky or open road ahead of you. And it's time to create, to begin to awaken your creative power. So power center 2 is about unlocking the power of your inner navigation system and forging a deep, unshakable bond to your own inner wisdom and deeper source of creative power. So if you feel like Leif from Lithuania, who wrote it and said, I'm in a dead-end job and I'm ready to take the leap, but I don't know where to get started. How do I do it? This is the problem that we're up against. We sense and feel all of this potential, but we can't necessarily see what it looks like. In the masculine system of power, you need to have a very clear goal and then create a strategy and break it down into steps to get there. Problem is, when we're dealing in this, the things in the domain of the feminine, higher love, belonging, actualization, creative contributions, gifts, we don't necessarily know what it would look like for us to be fully realized or fully expressed. They're just seeds of possibility that we can feel and sense, but not necessarily see. So I could never have put teaching thousands of women about feminine power on a vision board, for example, to even know that that's what I wanted to use visualization techniques to manifest. I could never have imagined in my wildest dreams founding a company like Evolving Wisdom and creating a strategy to get there. I couldn't even pay my rent next month. That's what I was trying to figure out. I couldn't have imagined the relationship that I have with my husband and the kind of stand he is for me and how extraordinary he is, because that relationship was nowhere in my history. So the order of things that we're yearning to create, they're bigger than we can imagine, and we can't necessarily even see them. And even though you might have a specific project or something that you want to manifest, it's not necessarily, you know, you can't control how, you know, you can't control the process of it being successful and really impacting someone and catalyzing it as your larger destiny. So this is where the masculine power system of creating, it doesn't work with these things alone. So how do we do it? So how the feminine power system works, it works in connection to our deeper desires, our deeper wisdom. There is a deeper part of you that's connected to a deeper intelligence of life. And yet we have been deeply trained in our culture to not trust ourselves and our own inner knowing. So most of us are really disconnected from our intuition. We're disconnected from our inner knowing. And even if we are connected, we're not able to distinguish what's that versus what are our fears and what are the things that we should do. And so what happens is we're stuck in this loop in our mind trying to figure out how to get to our destiny, right? So you can't get to your destiny just from your mind. You can't get it with strategy. It's not something that you can do in that same way. But once you create this deeper connection, right? So all the feminine power centers are about creating an unshakable connection. They're sourced in connection. Power center two is a connection to the deeper wisdom inside of you and the energy and intelligence of life. Once you start to do that, you begin to unlock your own inner compass and you access a deeper knowing that keeps telling you the next step and guiding you, and you develop the confidence to act on it and take the risks that are necessary to show up in ways that honor our knowing. So if your life isn't working, just look at the knowing that you're not already acting on, because you're afraid, you don't trust it, you can't see the next step. So until you develop an unshakable bond and connection and trust with this inner compass, you can't access the power to navigate your way to your destiny. So I'll share a story about another student of ours in our 7-week feminine power course to really demonstrate how she figured out how to create her destiny. I'm going to call her Tanya. So she was working in a real estate agency. She had a wealthy boyfriend, and she kind of settled in that relationship. He was successful, and he used to bring her a lot of nice gifts and take her to a lot of nice restaurants, and he offered her a sense of security. And she confided in us that even though she was doing well financially, that she had this herself, she just had this deep-seated fear. And she sensed that there was something more she was under-realized in her job, but she just couldn't see the way forward. She just didn't, you know, really have a particular idea of what it was she was meant to be doing. Well, Tanya was a very tentative person. Like a lot of us, she didn't want to rock the boat. She was very organized around pleasing others and taking care of people. And, you know, she was really hoping the boyfriend would propose marriage to her so that she didn't have to just deal with the complexity of figuring out, you know, who she should be in her life in some way. And, you know, one of the things that we notice in our 7-week online training, it really works powerfully whether or not you have an intention or you're clear about what you want to create. So she really didn't. She didn't have a clear intention, or she didn't really know if she wanted to work on her relationship or her career, but she just did the practices and all of these things just started to emerge for her. So what happened when she was doing the Power Center 2 practices is that she discovered that she was deeply disconnected from her own desires and her own talents. She didn't really trust herself. And she began to feel this intense desire to create things of beauty. And she connected with a hunger that she had inside of her to contribute to the happiness of other people. And these, she realized, were desires that she had been subjugating for years because she had dismissed them as frivolous, right? So how do you see if you do that in your own life? Are you dismissing your deeper yearnings, your desires as impractical, as frivolous, and how could that possibly, you know, be a way that you could create a living, right? So this is, these are the stories that Tanya was inside of. But she got really inspired and she was empowered by the practices to just do an experiment and give herself permission to honor her desires. And so she started listening. So this is the key shift in Power Center 2 from strategizing to creating from a place of listening and connection to our own deeper wisdom. So she began to listen through this desire for her next steps. And immediately she got this very strong intuition to start making jewelry. Now this was something Tanya had never done in her life before. She took a course though. I mean, it's a wonderful, amazing thing about the time we're living in. There's so many resources. So she took a course and she remembered, when she was in high school that she'd been really talented in fashion design and sewing things. And so through the jewelry course, she got really ignited to start sewing again. And she created amazing jackets and pocketbooks. She made dresses using a lot of recycled materials and fabrics and kind of put things together in interesting ways. She got really consumed and she ended up making an entire new wardrobe for herself. And one thing led to another. And her friends were awestruck by how gorgeous and exquisite and unique her creations were. They started to ask her to make them things as well. And she started to get busy and not keep up with the requests. And so people started offering to pay her to make them the pieces that she was wearing around. And then their friends' friends wanted to buy them. And before you knew it, Tanya quit her job in real estate and opened her own boutique and began selling her designs and made a wonderful living, having the time of her life with an incredible community of women who became her customers. And what she just appreciated was just the opportunity to just be herself fully at work, to have her creativity impact others. Women would come back into the store and she would really forge relationships with them over many years and felt like she had a sense of community and belonging. And she was completely reborn through this process. And predictably, in finding herself and finding her confidence, that old relationship ended because she didn't really feel like they had anything in common. And she created a new, amazing relationship with someone who is a true equal and partner and shared her values. And I just love her story because it illustrates the process of realizing your larger destiny. It's something that happens through you, through being connected to yourself and the deeper truth of who you are. Power Center 2, from being connected to your deeper desires, by beginning to listen, by beginning to take steps. And the problem is, though, most of us haven't, you know, we don't have an unshakable connection to our inner knowing. We don't trust life. We don't trust that life is organizing around our success. And until we forge this life positive connection with an energy and intelligence in the life that's bigger than us, it's absolutely impossible to access our inner guidance and create in this way. So now it's your turn. I want to give you the first piece of this process that you can do right away, which is so you can see how it unlocks. So, you know, think of a decision that you have to make in your life right now. Could be an important decision, and it might be something that's spinning around in your mind. And just feel any tension in your body of like where that's being held for you. And see if, just notice what you're, you know, what's been the conversation in your mind about it up until now. And take a moment, take a breath. Imagine that all of life is organizing around your success. Just for a moment, act as if, even though you might not have evidence, how you make decisions and how you access your intuition instantly is ask yourself, if I absolutely believed all of life was organizing around my success, what would I do in this situation? What would my decision be? And instead of thinking about the answer, let your awareness drop all the way down into your hips and move into a place of listening. If I absolutely believed all of life is organizing around my success, if I believed that, if I knew it, you don't even have to, just act as if I did, what would my decision be? Drop into listening. Right? So there's, you're going to see right now, there's actually a deeper source of wisdom that's inside of you that you can learn to access. And when you forge an unshakable bond with this inner wisdom and learn the practices of partnering with life and co-creating your destiny, you're going to, just like Tanya did, be able to access the clarity and the synchronicity and the flow. And we have a whole process that we teach in our 7-week online training coming up. I can't wait to share with you, to guide you through that process of shifting into totally empowered partnership with the energy intelligence of life, forging this unshakable connection to your desires, your intuition, how to take risks, how to be resilient in the face of disappointment and uncertainty and not knowing, and show up in ways that you can absolutely be living in the center of your destiny. So that's what becomes possible with Power Center 2. So moving into Power Center 3, so we're turning our attention, finally, this is the final piece here, and again, you have to have all three power centers unlocked, operating together to be creating with this new operating system. So Power Center 3, this is the key to manifesting something big. And I really discovered in, you know, this is a really fascinating thing. You know, in the masculine system of power, you know, we celebrate, we kind of feel in many ways that we're weak or insufficient if we somehow need support, right? If you think about, you know, how often do you feel that way? If you don't know the answers, if you don't know how to do it by yourself, how often do you feel like there's something wrong with you or you're weak or you're insufficient and you know? So the opposite is actually true when you're trying to manifest or create in the domain of the feminine, is that you actually can't do it by yourself. That if you want to self-actualize, if you want to play your biggest game, you actually can't become yourself by yourself. You can't make your greatest contribution by yourself. And so the third power center is unlocking the power of support and your ability to generate and create and receive support so that you can play your biggest game. So think about the biggest thing you want to create in your life this year. I want to ask you, how many people are holding that with you, are standing with you, are challenging you to grow in ways that would be consistent with your vision, are mirroring back to you a sense of possibility that you can do it, you can create it, are giving you the resources that are missing? If the answer is no one holding that with you, or very few people holding that with you, you have a very insufficient field of support. You have a support deficit. And I absolutely know it is not possible to manifest something in this order unless you can generate and learn the skills to generate and activate the power of support around you. So in spite of having good friends and often living in communities, we still fundamentally feel alone to bring forward this higher, our higher gifts and our higher actualization, right? So it's not for lack of good friends or not for lack of, you know, having access to different communities or being part of things. It's like somehow, if you're having this feeling of like you're holding it by yourself and no one else is holding it with you, that's the signal that you haven't yet unlocked the third power center of feminine power. And so what happens when you unlock it, you start to, you know, your ability to create becomes absolutely exponential. And it's almost like you kind of get into this fast lane or diamond lane. Everything begins to accelerate. You know, the power that gets harnessed when geese fly in formation. They fly 75% further and faster together. There's been a study in Princeton, New Jersey done when bonded groups that come together in a particular way set an intention. They're 6 times more powerful than when individuals set an intention. So your ability to manifest and play your biggest game, it's not a personal insufficiency. You haven't been able to do that yet. It's actually an insufficiency of support. And the problem is most of us, even though we have friends, we haven't unlocked this kind of magic exponential power that can happen when we relate to each other in new ways. So we have these relationships and there are shared agreements, particularly in the culture of women, where we show up in ways where we compete or either we're competitive with each other covertly or we affirm the weakest parts of each other. We affirm the weakest parts of each other out of kindness and we don't challenge each other. And so even though we have these relationships, we don't actually have the real support that we can unlock with this power center. So what we need to do is cultivate what we call power partners. And we really do that. This is what the core of our feminine power work is and how we create a learning community. We come together and create a whole new specific shared agreements that feed each other power. So there's two things. There's a set of shared agreements that we need to make to forge power partnerships. You have to forge a power partnership, you have to find other people and especially other women who are as passionate about actualizing their higher possibilities as you. You need to make a shared agreement to relate to each other in ways that are consistent with who you're becoming. See, in our girlfriend relationships, we kind of relate to each other in ways that are consistent with who we've been in the past or who we are in the present. In power partnerships, you have people in your life who are mirroring back to you and relating to you who you're becoming. And that kind of begins to catalyze and draw it forth and activate a deeper possibility for who you are. And also, so you're bonding around your shared vision. You're relating to each other inside the future that you're committed to creating. And you're also learning specific skills, like being able to make requests, to be able to navigate conflicts, to be able to generate support. Most of us just don't feel worthy of receiving support. You know, there's a kind of double bind in the culture of women. To be worthy of support, we have to not need support. And so learning how to make our needs and desires visible, it's amazing. I mean, if you think about how much do you want to support other people in your life, but you can't know what they need if they don't give you that opportunity. And while we're steeped in these old beliefs, believing that receiving is going into debt or receiving is unsafe, we have all of those stories. We can't access the power that we need to be able to play our biggest game. So personal development is awesome, and to play your biggest game, you don't need a meditation practice. You need a power partner who will be up with you at midnight helping you finish your book proposal to meet the deadline. Right? So both of those things are good. If you don't have that power partner, inner work alone is completely insufficient for you to make your greatest impact. in the world. And if it weren't for my relationship with other extraordinary women, my husband, our team members, it would absolutely be impossible to be playing my biggest game in the world had I not dropped these old stories about what it was to receive support and generate support, had I not been willing to let people to challenge me, to hold me accountable for ways that I would show up. And so there's one way you can start doing this, right? So, you know, there's a whole series of processes we teach in the training that's the very foundation for how the program works, that are the skills of power partnership. But the foundational shifts you can make, you think about what's been your story. What's been your story up until now about receiving support from others around this particular area, right? So what is that old story? Where are you not investing in yourself to get support? Where are you not reaching out for support? What would it mean if you did get support? So I want to invite you into a new story, and you can share. You can participate in, I'll share with you one of my power statements. And these are statements, they're different affirmations. They're statements that connect us with a deeper truth that then enable us to have the courage and confidence to show up in new ways to create that truth in our lives. So my power statement is around support: the more I receive, the more powerful I become. The more I receive, the more powerful I become. So instead of feeling weak and stupid and insufficient when I don't know how to do something, I say that power statement, and that guides me to think about, who do I know who could help me with this? And I'll reach out and I'll ask for help. And the other thing is my other power statement: the women in my life are more powerful, successful, and capable than me in ways that catalyze my greatness and contribution as I do theirs. Right? So I, for years, I was always in a position where I was always helping everybody else. There was nobody who was more powerful or able to contribute to me. And I thought, wow, this is really fascinating. And I realized I'd had this whole old story about what it meant to be supported. So in shifting that, a whole exponential kind of power began to open up in my life. And so, you know, you want to find someone to do this with who is up to the same thing as you in terms of realizing this higher potential, someone who is up for the calling. And you need to then share the greatest vision of your life for them and what it is that you're manifesting. It can be a very simple thing that you're doing. Share your vision for who you could be. Ask them to hold you accountable for ways in which you're showing up that are consistent with your vision, and offer to do that for them as well. Right? So that's really one thing you can do to begin activating this right away. And if you don't have women in your life who are like you, who are up to realizing this higher possibility, that's another reason that we created our Feminine Power Global community and programs, so that women can find each other and begin to activate each other and catalyze each other. And women in our programs, they find their best friends, they find their destiny partners, they find their business partners, they find women who have critical resources for them, they become lifelong friends, they generate a feeling of belonging and support. I see we're at exactly 75 minutes here into the training, so let's just pause for a moment before we end and see how we did. So here's my list. I shared with you why we must unlock feminine power to live the life that we were born to live, and my own journey of unlocking feminine power. And I shared with you how you can overcome the number one barrier that's held you back up until now for creating the success that you know you were born to have. I taught you about Power Center 2 and how you can cultivate an instant connection to your intuition to make a decision, and how working with Power Center 2 is the key to being able to navigate your way to your destiny. And Power Center 3, I shared with you the secret to manifesting something big in your life and playing your biggest game. And I hope being here at this event in the field of this global community of women, you can feel something. There's a magic that happens when we come together as a global community and we engage these practices, not in isolation, but together. You feel the power that opens up. We expand. Our energy becomes amplified. We fast-track our growth. And I want to invite you to join me. I want to link arms with you. I want to teach you everything that I've learned about unlocking feminine power in your life, so that you can really live this and you can find your wings as well. Take a moment to think about your life right now, the yearnings that you have, the knowing that you have in your clearest moments about your higher possibilities. And imagine a year from now, having unlocked your power centers and awakened your feminine power. What's now possible in your life, having broken through your inner glass ceiling, having lived deeply connected to your inner GPS, having a whole tribe of women supporting you, having creating an amazing support network around you, being mirrored back in your higher possibility. I want you to feel into this potential. And this is what I want for you and why I want to invite you to join me for our 7-week Feminine Power Essential Course for the Awakening Woman. Because I created this program especially for you, to support you to step into the destiny that's calling you and create your greatest life. I created this program to take you from the experience of feeling these symptoms and signals that you're awakening to this new stage, to feeling confident that you have the power to fully step into the opportunity that's in front of you. And so I want to invite you to connect with what it is that you feel called to. It's not for everyone. It's not for you if you are not willing to give up the old story of your powerlessness. The course can totally change your life for the better, like it did Sandy's, like it did Tanya's, like it did mine and thousands of other women. It's a proven process that works if you commit to it. And when you do, you'll make these shifts and really get into the center of your destiny. So if you're no longer willing to live with this agony of the untold story, an unsung song, if you want to use your gifts and talents to bless and contribute to other people and create a thriving, abundant, fulfilling life, if you want to experience a deeper level of intimacy, connection, and support, then I would love to invite you to join our course community. And I want to give you all of the details now and just walk you through the opportunity to join me and a global community of women and how it works and how you can participate and get the most out of it. So if you're in front of your web page right now, you can click on the link that says visit the Feminine Power Course information page. Just we'll take a moment while everyone gets there on the page. So I want to take a moment to go over all of the core elements of the program. There's 7 core training modules. And then I'm going to tell you about a series of amazing, exclusive Feminine Power guest mentor workshops that are going to be part of the program. Some of them we've never offered before in this training. And, you know, one of the visions I have for our trainings is to create a truly a mentoring community where, in addition to the core teaching and programs, we're bringing in the most inspiring guest mentors to go into specific areas of challenge like money, like creativity. So I'll tell you about all of those at the end. So you can have something very specific that you want to create as an intention in the program, or you can be like Tanya and not necessarily know, just feel like you have a higher calling, and you're going to learn how to use and apply feminine power to every area of your life for years to come. So the very beginning of the course, we come together and we create a new culture. And women have told us that they've never had the experience in groups that they've had in the Feminine Power Program, because we totally shifted the underlying shared agreements and we unlocked and create this exponential field of power. So if you're not a group person, I reassure you, I was never a group person. Even if you don't participate live in the groups, just being part of the energy of the groups is going to completely change your life. It's unlike anything that you've ever experienced. So if you scroll down the page, when you get to the page, I want to invite you to scroll down to where it says Session 1, Awakening Feminine Power. I'm going to go through these seven core modules that we teach that are the very core of this process of awakening feminine power. So awakening feminine power, that's the foundational shift that we're going to make into this new operating system. Women tell us when they make the shift in the first week of the course, their depression, any anxiety, kind of not feeling connected goes away, and there's a sense of possibility and a connection to who you sense you are and what the possibilities of life can be begins to open up again. The next 3 weeks of the course are the heart of the training. I'm going to take you through the deeper process of unlocking each of the three power centers in the following 3 weeks of the training. You're going to get all of the processes on breaking through your inner glass ceiling, the practices to forge an unshakable bond in the relationship between the different parts of you. You're going to form an unshakable connection to your own inner knowing and inner GPS and desires so that you can navigate your destiny. And you're going to learn how to create power partnerships and open yourself up to receive support in your life. And this is absolutely essential. So again, I mentioned, if you're not a group kind of person, it's okay. You can't learn about generating support by yourself. This is a very safe space for you to learn how to open up to begin to receiving, much safer than trying to do it out into the world. So these are skills that you can really participate at whatever level of comfort is right to you. And, you know, if you're someone who loves groups and wants to connect, you'll find other women like that who are going to dive in deep with you. So you're going to have a whole tribe of women, in addition to me, linking arms with you and standing with you and reflecting back your higher possibilities as we go through. And so what starts to happen after the first 4 weeks of the course? We have breakthroughs. Our light starts to shine. We step out of the shadows. And we have a whole new problem, which is getting comfortable with holding power. So in the session 5 of the course, we're going to deal with all of these new problems that come up, and how to navigate, how to reorganize our relationships, how we can stop people pleasing, how we can source the authentic sense of our value, how we can have boundaries. All of the new things that you need to be able to live and sustain a life where you're living fully in your power. And the final 2 weeks of the course really focus on creating your brightest future. And finally, unlocking the power to empower others. So that's the final part of the feminine power process. Once you've been through your own process of awakening to your power, you're going to learn the specific tools and practices to be able to ignite and unlock and unleash the potentials in those around you as well. So that's the core 7-step teaching model. This is a proven process. Taught it with 11,000 women, and there's all of this brand new leading edge content and research. It's going to be unlike any other training that I've ever taught in the last decade with feminine power, and you're going to be part of the energy of that group that's coming together for it. So if you scroll down the page, I'll just share some of the logistics and how it works and how you can participate. Again, if you're not logged on to the page, you can click on the link on the webcast. So if you scroll down the page to where it says what you'll receive, I'm going to just walk you through the logistics of the program. So our Core 7 module sessions, one session every week, you're going to have access to download the recording, listen to it at your convenience. The rest of the features of the program we've really designed the course to work for women who have different lifestyles, different availability, different learning styles. So the rest of the program, you can really participate in a way that supports you and how you like to learn and how you like to engage. You can also listen to coaching calls And women tell us that these coaching calls, they're so intimate, they're so raw, they're so vulnerable. The space that gets created, it's often a shift from, I kind of think I get it, to you see it modeled. And it's like, oh my God, that totally makes sense. I totally get it in every cell of my being. So these are, you know, really powerful sessions. If you'd like to read and highlight and have notes, there is going to be transcripts and handouts so that you can return to these over and over again. There's specialized integration practices that you'll be working with every week that are very simple, easy, and fun to work with that will help you to integrate each of the different sessions. We also have an incredible team of certified feminine power coaches who will be participating with you online to give you coaching and feedback to help you to deepen into your practices. So it's kind of an amazing smorgasbord of support and participation and opportunity. But first, if you keep scrolling down the page, I want to tell you about how you can participate, how you can register. I'll tell you about the amazing collection of guest faculty workshops that we have created exclusive to the training in just a moment. I used to teach this as a live training in person for 3 days or for 7 weeks live. And women would travel from all around the country. They would spend thousands of dollars on tuition, on lodging. And we started to have women traveling from as far away as Australia and Japan and Europe. And these women told us that getting access to this community and this process and these materials were the best investment that they had ever made in themselves. And if you've ever done any development work or you want to have a breakthrough, you know that spending, it can get very costly to spend, to have private coaching, to work one-on-one with a coach or a therapist can cost you hundreds of dollars a week. One of the things that we really wanted to do with this training was to make it as accessible as possible so that we could give as many women as possible all the tools and the training and the support that you need to be able to unlock this new feminine power system in your life. We've really done the best that we can to make this as accessible as possible. And so many people have told us that we could be charging so much more for the value that they receive in this program and that so many other programs do, but we really chose to offer the program for this level of investment due to our stand, our commitment to be really catalyzing women's higher potential across the board. So if you are on that page right now, click on the link. You can go ahead and just click the Add to Cart button and register using our secure checkout system, and you'll be taken to the final step. And I want you to know, while I do believe and I am going to coach you, that you're going to need to take a risk to leap into your destiny when you get to that point, but the thing I want you to know is that your registration into the program is completely risk-free. So I want to invite you to go ahead and choose whichever option works best for you, and you'll begin to feel energy and expansion, not when the course starts, but really from the moment that you register. So this is not all you're going to receive in the course. I want to tell you about the other exciting components of the program that we've created. So in addition to my own teaching and coaching, you know, I've been teaching this for 10 years. I've lived it in my own life. I've mentored 11,000 women. You're going to get access to, in many ways, the absolute latest feminine power teachings. But in addition to that, I'm really delighted to be bringing you some of the most extraordinary women that I know, the most extraordinary women leaders that I know in the world today, whose approaches are deeply aligned with what we teach in the training. And they're going to come to teach special guest mentoring workshops on specific areas that I've seen are real challenges for us as women at this time that are absolutely critical that we find our power with. So there's several core exclusive faculty workshops for those of you who register and are a part of this upcoming training. And the value of these exclusive workshops alone is actually greater than the investment of the entire course. And, you know, this is really one of the things that we're so committed to, is bringing you the best resources and tools for you to find your wings. So if you scroll down the page, and you'll see the guest faculty workshop is with the amazing, incredible, extraordinary Liz Gilbert, author of Eat, Pray, Love. We're very excited she's joining as a guest mentor on creativity, because I think Liz has done something that we really all are yearning to do, which is not just express our creativity, but express it in a way that has a really huge impact. She's written a new book on creativity and big magic, so she's going to come into our course community, and she's going to teach you how you can unleash your creativity to make a difference and make an impact as well. My good friend, Allie Brown, is going to teach you how to make a living doing what you love. She's really one of the most brilliant mentors and leaders in the world. She's going to share the very best information with you. And it's an amazing lineup of our Feminine Power guest mentors. And I'm really excited about this one with Lynn Twist and Tammy White. These two women, I believe, are leading the way in their insights and their specific skills for women and money. And we're going to work together with them to create four very special power practices. According to Lynn and Tammy, you really need to find your power in four key areas to unlock the flow of true abundance in your life, with earning, spending, saving, and giving. And most of us, you know, we're good at one, but we're not really good at the others. And when we learn how to bring all of these into alignment, we actually have the experience of wealth and prosperity that we need. So imagine having the resources that you need to be able to continue to invest in yourself, to impact the world with your gifts. These two workshops are going to really help you get on course for that. So I'm really excited that we're going to be offering those as part of our workshops this year. So one of the additional things is that we find in hosting these big trainings is it really helps our production team to ensure that everything goes on without a hitch when we know how many people are going to participate. And if you've ever planned a party or a big event, you know that having an idea of how many people are going to join in really helps in advance. So our team always loves to create special bonus workshops for everyone who can help us out and register ahead of the training. And for those of you who feel like you know you want to be part of this, there's exciting bonuses that we have when you go ahead and register today. The first is a special Women on the Edge of Evolution conference, and you'll hear from women like Jean Houston and Barbara Marx Hubbard and Marianne Williamson. The highlights for this was absolutely pivotal in a turning point of this new women's movement. It's not available anywhere else. You're going to get that when you register today. So it's an amazing opportunity that I'm really excited. I just love being able to provide you with this much value. When you register today, you're going to get these bonuses at no extra charge to you. And so I want to encourage you, if you are feeling it's right, to go ahead and register today so you get Women on the Edge of Evolution. Remember how you felt a few minutes ago when I invited you to imagine how life could be 6 months or a year from now, having this level of training and support. What would it be like for you to break through your inner glass ceiling, to co-create with life, to be living and creating inside of an amazing field of support and connection? The possibilities are absolutely limitless. You're going to have the support to actually bridge the gap between the possibility that you sense and how life is showing up. I want to encourage you to truly take a moment to connect and breathe in to what that will mean for you. I'm so excited about the journey ahead. I am so excited about the extraordinary community of creative, gifted, talented women who are going to be gathering from this training. I want to encourage you to give yourself the gift of the tools, the training, the support that you need to realize the opportunity of this moment. If you're not yet on course for living your destiny and it feels right, please go ahead today and register. It's been an absolute privilege to spend this time with you. I'm so grateful for you being part of this community. I want to stand with you. I want to stand for you to unlock the fullness of your power, to find your wings and soar. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. And
let's unmute the lines here so we can hear our voices. And then I'm going to stay on the line and go to the back of the room, so to speak. If you have any questions, I'll go to the back of the room and I'll just stay on just for a few minutes and answer questions. But let's just formally end the call and let's join our voices and say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.